Hi, it's Bob from Royal Spa. Soaking in a hot tub full of Epsom salts is the absolute best way to minimize everyday aches and pains. And we know all about Epsom salts at Royal Spa. Royal Spa hot tubs are the only hot tubs on the market that can safely and effectively use Epsom salts. Made right here in Indiana, Royal Spa hot tubs are the highest quality hot tubs on the market. Visit any one of our three Indianapolis locations or visit royalspa.com.
Ah, Royal Spa.
Hammer and Nigel.
Can you believe these characters are weirdos?
So let's rock it!
My name is Nigel. Jason Hammer right over there. So Indiana's gender-affirming care for minors ban back in action, which basically means no puberty blockers, no hormone therapy, no surgery for kids under 18. This is a law that was signed, I believe, last year by Holcomb. And the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals ruled Tuesday to lift the injunction against this gender-affirming care ban, which, again, was initially placed last summer. Which, I, by the way, I'm surprised that Holcomb even signed this into law, being, if you remember, he vetoed the law about banning boys, biological boys, playing in girls' sports.
Right.
Which ultimately got passed because his veto was overridden. But I was kind of wondering about this one, too.
Isn't it bizarre that you look at Florida's governor and you look at Indiana's governor? They're the same political party,
sure,
in theory. But you're right. We were all kind of pins and needles wondering if Eric Holcomb was going to go along with this. And really, all this means is that you cannot make a decision to change your body. God's greatest gift to you, change your body until you're a legal adult. Once you turn 18, if you want to start chopping stuff off, if you want to start putting stuff into your body, you're an adult, knock yourself out. But until then, you are considered a minor. You are considered a child. And in the state of Indiana, minors, children, are not allowed to have any type of procedure that would hamper your growth, that would hamper your body. The Attorney General, Todd Rokita, may have heard him in the news earlier, put out a statement, quote, "Our common sense state law banning dangerous and irreversible gender transition procedures for minors is now enforceable following the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals' newest order. We are proud to win this fight against the radicals who continue pushing this horrific practice on our children for ideological and financial reasons." That's the Attorney General for Indiana.
Now, by the way, nobody's saying you can't, if you're a parent and you want to call your little girl a little boy or vice versa, or your kid comes to you and says, "I want to be known as a she now." There's no law against that. There are laws on the books that say that teachers have to tell parents if a student wants to change their pronouns, but there's no law against leaning into it. You just can't give them hormones and puberty blockers.
Right. Whatever you want to do in your house, that's fine. Now, we could sit here and lecture and have a debate on whether it's healthy for parents to tell a six-year-old, "You know what? You're right. You are in the wrong body." That's a separate debate here.
Sure.
All this law does is say you cannot do anything to your body until you become a legal adult, and that's 18 years of age.
You're not allowed to get inebriated. You're not allowed to imbibe alcohol until you're 21. I would think giving a 13-year-old puberty blockers or hormone therapy is just, like Rokita said, common sense. That shouldn't be allowed.
But there are some parents, and I do think this is the case. I don't think Rakita's just making this up. I think there are some parents that want to look progressive. They really want to look like they're super progressive parents. And little Johnny or little Susie came to me the other day and said their first grade class was laughing at them. And now we support their decision to change their sex. We support that decision. I think that's a little bit of this story. I don't know if it's a lot,
I think it's a little bit of the story.
I
would just say gender dysphoria is a real thing. And it's not an easy thing for families, but there's certainly an element of gender dysphoria in the state. I don't know how prevalent actual surgeries are on kids. You do know that there's been many puberty blockers prescribed and hormone therapy, of course, and those things. But yeah, I mean, that's a rough thing. And if I was a parent, I wouldn't lean into it. No, we'd get help. We'd get care. We'd get therapy, like, you know, counseling. I wouldn't lean into it, but some parents do lean into it.
When I was 8 years old, I wanted to be a transformer. I'm glad my parents didn't talk me into having a surgery that turned me into Optimus Prime.
Oh, that would have been cool.
Although it might have been kind of cool. I don't know. Perhaps that's a poor example. The ACLU of Indiana, they said the appeals court ruling is, quote, beyond disappointing and heartbreaking. They go on to say, as we and our clients consider our next steps, we want all the transgender youth of Indiana to know this fight is far from over, and we will continue to challenge this law until it's permanently defeated in Indiana, and Indiana is made a safer place to raise every family. If you want to be transgender, go ahead. If you want to change your name, if you want people to call you something else, okay. But number one, parents have to be aware. Number two, teachers and other authorities can't keep it from parents. And number three, if you want to change your body, your physical body, that's a decision that an adult has to make. 18 years of age.
I mean, how long, how many clips do you have to see? How long is the list of people that are of age now that went through a transition in their teens that are very unhappy and regret the decision?
Right. When you're younger, you don't know what's best for yourself sometime. When you're a teenager, when you're even younger than that, you don't think about the long-term effects. You think about what's happening in the moment. And the problem is, once you have one of these procedures, whether it's a surgery, whether you start taking puberty blockers, man, it's hard. Really hard to recover from that.
Some of it, there's no going back.
Right. 100%.